Well, top of the morning to you, and it's going to be a bright, beautiful day, and 200,000 people will be lining the parade route here in the heart of Pittsburgh, and it will begin at 10 a.m. and follow the traditional parade route. I'm here till 1, so that's good, because there's no way I'm getting out of the convention center, because it's going to be full of a lot of leprechauns having a lot of fun. And as I look across the great Allegheny to AccuShore Stadium to my dear friend, the late, great Dan Rooney, thinking of you today, sir, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect. And we have got a show for you. You're definitely going to enjoy. So please stay with us. Our special guest moments away. But Lauren Uran is co-hosting. And this is a special day, right?
It is a special day. And what a gorgeous view we have here being down at the convention center. I mean, wow. You know, looking across the river, looking across through the bridges. It's just been, you know, great way to start the day. Great way to start Saturday. Great way to kick off parade day.
Yeah, and we're going to get to some stuff that ties into this incredible holiday, including our trivia question moments away. But tell everybody just a little bit about our guest coming up. Fascinating individual.
Absolutely. So today, again, we're, you know, going to break down the day in history, do some trivia, do some birthday shout outs. But I have Sean Nairn here with me today, who runs the Acor Pharmacy. And again, if you are a caretaker, or if you're struggling with multiple medications, this is something you really want to tune in and listen to. And we're going to, you know, highlight him through a couple segments. And I'm going to share a personal story that happened with my grandparents as well. But again, cannot miss some really valuable information, and we can really help some folks out today. So before we get there, let's start out with this day in history, March 16th. So in 1926, Robert Goddard launches the first liquid-fueled rocket. Auburn, Massachusetts, 1926. About 10 years later, 1936, warmer than normal temperatures rapidly melt snow and ice on the upper Allegheny and Monongahela rivers, leading to a major flood in Pittsburgh, aka the Great St. Patrick's Day flood. Glad that is not going on today, right? Because that would definitely bog down those parade festivities. And the aftermath of that flood, which I was reading that I thought was really cool, you know, just again, mind blowing. Estimated between $150 to $250 million. Today's cost, that would be $5.3 billion in damages
so,
to the city.
Obviously, I wasn't here for 36, but I was here for the one in the early 90s. And I'll tell you a quick story. So I'm doing play-by-play football in Ohio. I roll right into KDK getting ready for what I do now, my Saturday show. But we didn't have all of these great guests that we have now, right, with these Pittsburgh work shows. So no one could get into television either. So I had to go live on TV and radio for 8 consecutive hours with no commercials.
You know what I was researching whenever I was researching the flood of 1936 was electric power failed on March 17th, so the next day. Mm-hmm. And full electric service was not restored for 8 days. However, KDKA radio was able to broadcast without interruption. However, Pittsburghers couldn't listen because they didn't have electricity.
Well, guess what? Now you know why they've invented the thing called the battery.
Right? And if you would have been a few years earlier, Rob, you probably would have been hosting that day, too.
Absolutely. And 2020, the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Right. It falls by 2,997.10 points, the single largest point drop in history, second largest percentage drop ever at 12.93%, which was an even greater crash than Black Monday in 1929.
And it's always time to celebrate someone's birthday, even if they were born on 1751 on this date.
Right. So 1751, shout out to James Madison, fourth president of the United States, was born this day, 1751. 1926, one of my absolute favorites, Jerry Lewis, aged 91 years old, famous American comedian, actor, singer, humanitarian, Jerry Lewis Telethon.
And the Shamrock.
I actually have some CDs of him and Dean Martin doing some acts together because I'm a huge Dean Martin fan, and I just, again, crack up every time that I listen to that.
And when you have a chance to put some money on one of those Shamrocks to support MDA, please do it. Go ahead.
Also, Nancy Wilson of Heart is 70 today, born in 1954, and then our turning 65 celebrity this week, who, again, if he needs help with his Medicare, please give me a call, Mr. Flavor Flav, the founding member of Public Enemy, rapper, DJ, and hype man, famous also too on some, I think it was VH1 dating shows. That's how I knew him. But Flavor Flav turned 65 today. So again, if he needs help with his Medicare, give me a call. I'll get licensed in the state that you're living in to assist you.
Lots of energy in a 65-year-old Flavor Flav. Does good stuff. Okay, we've got some seminars to tell you about and a couple of other little news and notes, trivia question. Then we'll get into our guest. But we are at the convention center less than an hour away from the final Saturday 2-week run just about done, but you've got today and tomorrow to get to the convention center. There are hundreds of exhibitors here, special show discounts, and it's all under one roof for everything under your roof, the Home and Garden Show, wrapping up tomorrow. So plenty of time to come down and say hi. Doors open at 10. Go ahead.
All right, so seminars coming to a location near you. Again, if you'd like to sign up for a seminar, again, it's no cost to you. We'll be in a neighborhood near you as well. You can either give us a call this morning live, 888-818-6334. We'd love to assist you in signing up for that seminar. Or you can check out our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, and check out the seminars tab for, again, upcoming seminars. March 19th and 21st at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Moon Public Library on Beaver Grade Road. March 26th, we'll be at the Baldwin Health Center on Skyline Drive. We'll have two time slots for that, 4:30 and 6 p.m. April 2nd and April 4th will be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington on Racetrack Road. And then April 9th, 4:30 and 6, again, two time frames in that day, will be at the AHN Hempfield in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. So come out and see us, and we'd love to work with you.
Yeah, and again, if you want to get that reservation in, and again, it's free, all of these seminars, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You can call today or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. You being a former bartender, Jules, my exceptional producer, is going to be waiting on folks at Bubba's Place later today. Where's that located at again?
It's in South Point, so closer to Washington.
And the name of the place?
The Bubba's Burgers in South Point. Bubba's Burgers and Beer. So.
And she'll be there. Bubba, great place. They're going to have live music later tonight. And
yep.
Memories of being a bartender on this day or this weekend.
So first off, I'd just like to give a shout out to all those industry folks, because
Absolutely. It
is a day that you're kind of preparing for the masses. Yeah, I mean, I worked at some bars in Monroeville throughout college and with my first job, and I can just remember the craziness of some of the buses. They would be coach buses that would take people down to the parade, and they would let off in our parking lot, so everybody would stumble out to the bus into our bar. So, you know, again, it was usually all hands on deck, lots of folks out there celebrating. So everybody just be safe, be happy, be healthy, and have a lot of fun today.
And by the way, if you can't make it downtown, here's a breaking news story for you. Monaca, Pennsylvania, where I now live along the beautiful Ohio River, population about 6,000. They're actually having their very first ever St. Patrick's Day parade today at 11:30 with live music, food, fun, and all the bars are open. It's going to celebrate till 4 o'clock today, and I'm sure it's going to roll late into the evening. But Carnegie, our guest, there's a connection. We'll get to him coming up shortly. But Joe Riley, Riley's Poorhouse, the whole block, they're ready to rock. It's going to be a great day to be had by one and all. Just be safe out there.
Wonderful. Rob, I'm going to let you take over the trivia question today.
Oh, yes.
As I gave it to host choice today, I let Rob come up with the trivia question. So,
listen, big fan of Ireland for many reasons. Obviously, Mr. Rooney, who I mentioned just moments ago, which I will have one drink today. It will be a shot of Jameson in his honor. I do it every year.
I do love my Jameson.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my favorite pictures of Dan Rooney is a young man standing alongside the Allegheny River, and I have it, and if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. And here I am today, of all places, Allegheny River, AccuShore Stadium, so the stars are aligned for sure. But I love those of Irish tradition and history and lore, and two of my all-time favorite Irishmen who are really celebrated in Ireland to this day, even though they've been gone for a long time. One is Pat O'Brien, a tremendous actor, and I'm sure if you tune into Turner Classic Movies this weekend, he'll be there. The other being James Cagney. They were best friends. I actually met Pat O'Brien later in life when I was a waiter, as a matter of fact, in a maitre d' at a supper club back home. Great storyteller. Their last movie together happened in the early 80s, and I want to know what the name of that movie is. But guess who at that time James Cagney had a personal meeting with, because he was his favorite young actor, and that actor had nothing but respect for James Cagney, was John Travolta.
Oh, wow.
When he was making Urban Cowboy. All right, here we go. So if you think you know the name of that movie, the last movie that Pat O'Brien and James Cagney on this St. Patrick's Day weekend celebrating two men from Ireland, that number is 412-922-1020, and tell them what they're going to win if they have the correct answer.
We will send you out from MediConnect a $15 gas card.
And we'll come back. Much more still to come. This is MediConnect at the Home and Garden Show. Less than an hour before the doors open. Come down and say hello. All right, again, if you think you know the trivia question for that $15 get-go gas card, the last movie that James Cagney and Pat O'Brien starred in before their death, that number is 412-922-1020. Lauren.
All right. So before we bring in our special guest, I had a few, you know, Medicare updates in the field to share today. Again, I've been out in the field a lot recently. I'm training a few new representatives that started with us at MediConnect. And we talk about this on our shows often. But still, for the 13 years that I've been doing this, every day we find folks that need our help. And I recently met a gentleman who utilizes the VA. And he has Medicare A and B and had a Medicare Advantage plan. And when we got with him, the premium that he was paying was pretty high for a Medicare Advantage plan. On the show, a lot of times we say, hey, if you're on an Advantage plan, you're paying more than $50 a month. You might be paying a little bit too much.
Right.
And had low coverage. He had a lot of co-insurances out of pocket. And he really only utilizes the VA. So the assistance that he was looking for as well, the reason he called, was actually kind of more so in the zone of what our guest speaker is going to talk about today. He was looking for some home assistance and some assistance with his medications, and really was looking for some coverage that is for folks that have Medicare and Medicaid, which we in the business call dual eligibles. And it just actually so happened that he's eligible to be dual. He's eligible for medical assistance and Medicaid. He just never applied for medical assistance. So right now we're in the open enrollment period with Medicare, which is up through March 31st, where if you're on an Advantage plan, you can move from Advantage to Advantage. So we were able to move him to an Advantage plan that got him over $100 back towards his Part B premium. So over $100 back in his pocket, which when I met with this gentleman, he had $3 left for the month. And this was towards the beginning of the month, to buy groceries, etc. We actually got him hooked up with a local food pantry that would do a box delivery as well.
Nice.
But, you know, again, that $100 a month is going to make a huge difference for him. But he's also eligible for these dual special needs plans, so we're helping him gain that assistance. And when he gains medical assistance, that's going to allow him to come onto one of those plans that he's eligible for.
Okay.
But even right now, by the end of the month, we were able to get him on a plan that's going to give him a little bit more back to get him through till that, you know, help comes through. And so we're working on getting him into a decent plan. But again, this is where, you know, for folks that have Medicare and Medicaid, for folks that are on multiple medications, we're going to talk to Acor today, and Acor Pharmacy, they're going to be speaking, and this is where they really shine in helping folks. And, you know, again, if you are in a situation where you need to reevaluate that Medicare Advantage plan, the open enrollment is only until March 31st, which is only a few weeks away at this point. So call now, don't wait, because you could lose the ability to be on a plan that meets your needs by not reviewing. If you reviewed your plan during the annual enrollment period, things may have changed. Did your medications change? Did life circumstances change? So again, you have up until March 31st to review those plans if you don't qualify for another enrollment period. So don't wait. Again, only 30 minutes to review your plan, no cost to you at all, and no obligation with MediConnect. Give us a call, 888-818-6334, to speak with a live representative and book an appointment right now.
All right. Congratulations to Jan of Pittsburgh, winner of the trivia question, and the answer is the movie Ragtime. All right. Pick up. Go ahead.
All right. So something else we see quite a lot about there is medication spend and management. We see folks all the time that don't review plan coverage. And I will say not all drug formularies or list of covered drugs are created equal from company to company. And your specific medication list could delineate you being on one plan or another, mm-hmm. being a stronger benefit for you. Again, you can check in with us over the phone or 30-minute plan review to see if there is a way we could help you save. But I wanted to share a personal story today, actually, about my grandparents and medication. Both my grandparents have passed away. But, you know, when we had them at home, and it was starting to get hard to manage, right? And they had multiple medications. We went out and spent hundreds of dollars out of our pockets to buy these large, you know, medication dispensers. My dad was going to the pharmacy multiple times a week to, you know, pick up medications. This medication changed. Do we have the right ones in here? We were there multiple times a day making sure they took their medications. And it was extremely cumbersome. And again, we were doing all those things to help them stay in the home a little bit longer, right? Mm-hmm. They both actually ended up in the nursing home. Both had, you know, a form of dementia. And one of the coolest things that we did get to do was right when we got into the nursing home, it was their 60th wedding anniversary, and my grandparents' second date was to a Tony Bennett concert. So we had a Tony Bennett impersonator come into the nursing home for their 60th wedding anniversary and sing some Tony Bennett. And I will tell you, my grandfather did not know any of our names, but he knew every word to every Tony Bennett song. It was phenomenal. And unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, my grandparents didn't last very long in the nursing home. They were towards the end of life, but we were able to keep them in the home a lot longer because we had a lot of people in my family that were able to jump in and help and check in daily. But not everybody has that situation in life. And, you know, we spent hundreds of dollars on pill dispensers. We spent time running back and forth to the pharmacy. There was trouble keeping them in the home for other situations, but the medication management was really key to that. And our guest today, Sean Naren, is the owner of Acor Pharmacy. And I wish I had known you back then, because back then, and what you do...
That's what all the girls tell me, Lauren.
Oh, yeah? Well, back then, if I would have known these existed, these pill packages, and could have made life a lot easier in dealing with my grandparents, and we could have maybe even kept them in the home a little bit longer. Again, our listenership out there, if you're a caretaker or if you are on multiple medications, I really want you to listen in today because Sean's going to have some really helpful information. So, Sean, welcome to the show. Excited to have you here today. And if you could introduce yourself to our audience.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. It's a real nice venue here, the home show, the parade. It really ties in. You know, it's a great opportunity, and I appreciate it. Yeah, so I'm Sean Naren. I am the founder and owner of Acor Pharmacy. We're located in Carnegie. That really shouldn't matter to your listeners because we service the Western Pennsylvania area. Our pharmacy model is that we do medication packaging, we deliver directly to your home, and then we just repeat that cycle the following month, in the next month, in the next month. We have a continual contact with our patients to ensure that they're taking their medications accurately.
Wonderful. And, you know, again, something I wanted to touch on is this medication packaging, because this is something that I've seen time and time again out there in the field where I walk into a home and I've got a bowl full of medications coming at me, right? And people, I mean, even myself, I recently had some time in the emergency room and had some health things going on, and I look into my purse and there's bottles. I don't know which one I'm supposed to take, right? At what time. So tell us a little bit about this packaging.
Sure. So the packaging is the cornerstone of what Acor Pharmacy does. So if you can imagine at home, you know, the pill case, the Sunday through Monday, you know, Sunday through Saturday pill case that maybe you use, maybe your parents use, maybe your grandparents use. So it's that, but we're filling it at the pharmacy. So there's a level of assurance that the medication is being filled right, right? You don't always want grandma filling grandpap's medications and vice versa, right? There's just a lot of room for error.
Or like my family was doing there. Right, we were right. Running around and having to change them out after we had loaded them, right, if something changed.
Sure. And think about this, and today people are busy, so if you're a caregiver taking care of, you know, an elderly person or just anybody really in particular on a lot of medications, you know, it's hard as a caregiver. You have your own life going on. You might have kids. You have to get to baseball practice. You have homework to do. You might be working a second job to, you know, to make ends meet for your family. It's hard to get over to your parents' house, you know, every Saturday or Sunday to fill that pill case for them.
All right, we're going to come back. Tell everybody who's here today.
All right, so we have Sean Naren from Acor Pharmacy here today. And again, we're going to come back in the next segment and hear a little bit more about Acor Pharmacy, how they can potentially help you or a loved one. And yeah, we're excited to have you here today. So we appreciate
Excellent.
That and excited to learn some more.
All right, remember, we've got those live advisors standing by until noon today, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. We're at the Home and Garden Show until 1 today. Then my colleagues will be here today after 2. And, of course, the show will open at 10. Back with more. It's your Pratt Pack on KDKA. All right, Lauren Uran is here. We're going to get back to our guests in a moment, but right now we're going to let you know about where they are going to be in the next few days.
Thank you, Rob. So we will be hosting our New to Medicare seminars. If you are coming on to Medicare, whether you are retiring or gearing up for turning 65 within a year or two of that time frame, definitely a must-attend event. We're going to break down Medicare 101, explain to you how it works, and come out and see us because we're going to be at a location near you. So March 19th at 6 p.m. and also March 21st, we'll be at the Moon Public Library on Beaver Grade Road. March 26th at 4:30 and 6 p.m. we'll be at the Baldwin Health Center on Skyline Drive. On April 2nd and April 4th, we'll be at 6 p.m. the Fairfield Inn in Washington on Racetrack Road. And then finally, April 9th at 4:30 and 6 p.m., we'll be at the AHN Hempfield in Greensburg, all right off of US 30, close to me now. So we'd love to see you there. Please, again, give us a call, 888-818-6334, or you can check out the seminar tab on our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, and find a seminar near you. But again, we want to welcome our guest here today, Sean Nairn. So, Sean, for anybody that's maybe tuned in since our last break, if you want to just introduce yourself and ACOR.
Of course. Yeah, happy to do a recap, Lauren. So, Sean Nairn, I am the owner and founder of ACOR Pharmacy in Carnegie, PA, and our niche for our pharmacy is that we specialize in medication adherence. Very critical that people take medications in the right dose at the right time, right? That's sort of our motto even in general, right dose, right time. People, you'll see Everett Koop, you know, if anybody, you know, your audience may remember when he was a Surgeon General, he had the famous line that pharmacy has adopted forever and a day, which is medications work in people who take them. So, you know, compound that into where we are today, where science and, you know, now we have the whole Ozempic world and the Wegovy world. And I mean, medications are truly changing by the day. And it's critical that people take them accurately because they do work. And as we age, as the population ages, you know, we have to find solutions to allow them to age gracefully.
And, you know, I shared a story in the last segment about my grandparents, but, you know, this is so monumental in keeping folks at home. So I know a lot of times you work with caregivers of loved ones that maybe need these services or also the client themselves. But who is the client that your pharmacy is going to really be able to help?
Yeah, so I think you can imagine, right, the primary client, right, we skew towards the elderly. Seniors, doesn't have to be. We work with children on a lot of medications, transplant patients with a lot of medications, HIV patients on a lot of medications. Anybody that has a complex medication regimen is a good candidate for us. Traditionally and predominantly in our space, that's the senior population.
And for the client, what's that experience going to look like? What's it going to look like on a month-to-month, their interaction with your company?
Yeah, so we go beyond the pharmacy scope, right? Everybody has their vision of a traditional pharmacy. It's a Walgreens, a Rite Aid. Maybe you're independent on the corner. You walk in, you get your medications in a brown bottle. You pick them up, talk to everybody, say hello, and away you go, right? There's certainly some potential for questions, but, you know, it's kind of limited in the traditional model. We're more of a concierge-oriented pharmacy. So the cornerstone of our business is our packaging. Like I said, this is, it's a medication adherence package. So as an acronym, that's a map. So if you're lost in your medications, you use your map, right? So that's another one of our taglines. But we do a lot more than that. So for a patient, it kind of goes like this. When you enroll with us, a week or so before your medications are due, my team calls you to do some pre-screening questions. Have you been to the doctor? Are there any med changes that we need to know about? Your delivery is coming next Tuesday. Are you going to be home? You know, so it starts there. Then my team fills and processes all the prescriptions to make sure that your medications are covered by your insurance. Are there anything that needs a prior authorization? We handle that. We proactively work with the physicians. So then once everything is satisfied with the insurance companies, then our packaging team goes ahead and prepares all the medication adherence packaging. From there, our pharmacists check them, ensure that all the dosing and medications are correct. Then our delivery team brings them out directly to people's homes and drops them off, you know, with a delivery, no mail order. We want that delivery driver.
So hand deliver.
We hand deliver because the delivery driver is as integral a part of our team as the pharmacist, right? They're the ones that the patient sees. They're the ones that can feed back, give us the feedback of information. Hey, man, Mrs. Jones, you know, didn't look good today. I mean, maybe. So my team then takes that information, calls Mrs. Jones, maybe calls a caregiver, maybe calls a son or daughter, says, hey, you know, my driver was over there today. So we kind of layer in some extra services. We'll do vaccinations at home, right? We did tons of COVID vaccines at home because our bread and butter population, that dual eligible population that you had mentioned earlier, they don't have transportation to just go and get a vaccine when they need it. You know, they struggle with that. So, you know, we're layering in solutions beyond traditional pharmacy.
I mean, that's so monumental. And again, going back to my story of my grandparents, but I remember one of the key people for us was, you know, there were a couple times where they were having some issues and Meals on Wheels called my dad, right? But having that driver, that delivery driver that's going to interact and going to be an extra set of eyes, again, is so invaluable to the family, so invaluable to the client. And, you know, something I will say as well with the packaging, right? So the packaging comes in these little pods, and then on the left-hand side is a full medication list. And I've actually seen this program help folks where they go, the ambulance is called, you pass out, you have a stroke, something of that nature. And if you're not competent to talk to the ambulance driver, right, they can come in and just boom, take a list of all these medications. Because I was recently in the emergency room for some health issues. And when they asked me what medications I was on, they had changed my dosages and everything. I'm pulling out my purse. I'm pulling out pill bottles and setting them on the table, right? This is something that is so key and can really make a difference in somebody's care in that emergency situation. And then the fun part that I love is the packaging. Because again, you know, if you're going to lunch with the ladies, boom, pop off the package into your purse. You don't have to carry all those medications with you. So, you know, if you're going away for the weekend, you can take 2 days worth of medications. You don't have to carry all your medications. So again, really just great for that senior on the go, right? Because you can pop that off, and great for the person that might be on a large combination of medications, seeing a lot of doctors and needs that list out there.
Well, for a lot of reasons. All of those, absolutely. The map is super beneficial. I mean, it's every bubble is actually time and date stamped. So as long as you want to take your medicines, there's a great way to keep an order there. Can I make everybody take their medications? No. But can I tee it up for people that want to take their medications? But, you know, these medication regimens can be very complex for seniors with 3 or 4 chronic conditions. Chronic conditions have never been more common than they are today. Diabetes, blood pressure, heart condition. I mean, and all of these are treatable with a medication regimen that is followed. So that's our goal, right? Medication adherence, you know, 101. Take your medications, right dose, right time.
So Sean, if somebody out there is listening today and goes, I could use this help, how do they get in touch with you and your team?
So we have a great website, explains everything we do. Compliments of Andosha. You like that, Will? But we have a website, Acor Pharmacy, A-C-O-R-X Pharmacy, all one word, .com. Or you can call us, 412-857-2922. Ask for Matt. Matt is our rock star onboarder, and he'll introduce the patient to the program. He'll go over everything that's needed and, you know, make sure that he's the one that initiates your first delivery.
And can you tell us where, again, I know that it's delivery throughout Western Pennsylvania, but where are you guys specifically located?
Yeah, we're located conveniently in Carnegie.
Okay.
We certainly invite people to stop down and see our store or meet us if they have any questions. Or we often have clients, patients that want to see the pharmacy because they want to know where it's coming from. So we're more than happy to show you around. But, you know, traditionally, we're not open to the public per se because we do everything via a delivery mechanism. But Carnegie's great location in the heart of Pittsburgh. We'll be at the poorhouse today, probably rob ourselves.
There you go.
All right. Well, again, I know we're getting ready here for another break. So we'll be back again to kind of touch base with Sean. But Sean, any, you know, final things that you'd like to mention about Acor Pharmacy before we go to that break?
No, I think, you know, I just want to make a reach out that, you know, the program is really beneficial. Pharmacies are closing left and right in the Western Pennsylvania market. A lot of the Rite Aids, a lot of the independents are struggling because of reimbursement issues. So Acor is a great solution. Not only do you get the medication packaging, you get the home delivery, you get the concierge services, you get the wraparound of all the clinical services that we offer. I mean, it is a one-stop shop for pharmacy and better health.
And I know that when I see consumers, a lot of times, you know, they want to go to that pharmacy because they want that personal connection. And a delivery driver bringing that and checking on you, what could be more personal of a connection than that, right? Getting to know them. So again, you know, if your pharmacy is closing down, like you stated, if you're on a large amount of medications, this could be a really great program for you.
All right, coming back with more in just a moment. Next hour, the True Value Home Improvement Show, Mike Bonaszewski, Sarver True Value, Sarver True Value Rental, and Ed Piper is here today from Piper True Value in Mars, PA. Back with more in a moment. All right, Lauren Uran, Sean Nairn here, Acor. Lots of stuff to get to in the final segment, the Inside Connection, MediConnect. So it's all yours, Lauren.
All right. So again, before we get to our final segment here, did just want to reach out about those seminars. So if you are new to Medicare, if you are retiring soon, right? You're going to want to come out to a Medicare event with MediConnect. So coming to a location near you, you can give us a call, 888-818-6334, to book your spot or check out our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. And on the seminar tab, it will be a full listing of those seminars. But again, upcoming in the area, March 19th and 21st, 6 p.m., will be at the Moon Public Library on Beaver Grade Road. March 26th, two time slots, 4:30 and 6, will be at the Baldwin Health Center on Skyline Drive. April 2nd and 4th, 6 p.m., will be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington on Racetrack Road. And then April 9th, again, two time slots that day at the AHN Hempfield in Greensburg, 4:30 and 6 p.m. Give us a call again, 888-818-6334, or check out our website, MediConnect Insurance, to guarantee your spot. We'd love to see you there. And again, we have live advisors standing by in the studio till noon. So give us a call if you have questions about your coverage. So, again, today I had Sean Nairn here from Acor Pharmacy. So, Sean, again, thank you so much for coming. And just wanted to, again, have you state how, if anybody was in need of your services, they could reach out to get in touch with you all.
Sure. And listen, I, first of all, you know, want to thank MediConnect for having me. I want to thank Rob. I want to thank KDKA. Real nice experience here. So, Acor Pharmacy, www.acorpharmacy, A-C-O-R-X, pharmacy.com, all one word. Or you can call us at 412-857-2922. My team would love to hear from you and help you out.
Awesome. So, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day parade weekend, right? Sean is actually all decked out in his Irish gear. So, Sean, Rob, what are the plans today?
Listen, I was just afraid I was going to get stuck down here in Pittsburgh and have to be in the parade. So I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to rock.
Well, Sean's going to be leading the parade when we exit here. Rob, any plans for later today?
No, I'm basically working till late this afternoon and then early wake-up call tomorrow. But I'll do get a little celebrating in on the official St. Patrick's Day night coming up tomorrow. So it's a really neat holiday. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about this parade being the second largest next to the one in New York, but I've been around this parade a long time, and when they say 200,000 people, rain, sleet, snow, you name it, they'll be here. No one does a St. Patrick's Day parade better than the great city of Pittsburgh.
It's going to be nice today, too. A lot better than some of the other ones in the past, anyways.
Like the one in 1936.
There were some nasty St. Patrick's Day parades that I was a part of.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, but I was at a few. But yeah, a friend of ours has an annual St. Patrick's Day party, so we'll be heading out there later this afternoon. Shout out to Joe. But we'll be there around 4 o'clock, so heading there. But again, I really plan on doing some laundry too when I get home, which is not St. Patrick's Day parade fun, but you know, excited for the day. And again, shout out again to the service industry, because I remember those days, and you know, it's a busy day for the industry as well as the parade.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate what Sean does, and I have a lot of friends that are pharmacists, and I've gone through the complete evolution of that whole industry. I tell people this all the time, that my father and mother taught me, get to know your pharmacist, get to know your physician,
Amen.
Get to know your dentist, get to know your lawyer. Go to one place, build a relationship. And, you know, something you said during one of the breaks, Sean, I think so important. A lot of people right away try to get an appointment with the doctors. Unless you have a personal relationship, it's almost next to impossible. In many cases, you've got to wait weeks, if not months. You go to one of these emergency rooms in our region, which are great. We know who all the brands are. They do great work, AHN, UPMC, Heritage Valley, where I'm from, and others. But in more cases than not, if you have a relationship with your pharmacy, if you have a question, ask, because they can help you.
I mean, the biggest thing about pharmacy is accessibility, right? If you walk to your doctor's office and you say, hey, I want to see the doctor, do you think he's going to come out and talk to you? No.
No.
If you walk into your emergency room and say, hey, I want to see the doctor, you think he's going to come out and talk to you? No.
No.
Guess who does? The pharmacist.
Right.
You give that guy a couple of minutes to finish up what he's doing, and he's going to walk right around that counter and possibly walk with you right out to the aisle, show you the medications, give you some options, give you a spiel on why you should take them, and then you're on your way and probably feeling better pretty soon. So pharmacists can really be the gatekeeper of healthcare.
You know, what I remember so much about growing up, we had Puritan Drug in downtown New Brighton. And my dad had such a relationship. You know, six kids, one gets the flu, the second one gets an earache, the next one eardrops, two in the morning, what have you. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that, but what I really appreciate about what you're doing, you're actually taking it to the people, helping them, organizing, taking the worry out of the hand of the caregiver, a sibling, whether it be a significant other, it doesn't matter. You're not putting that responsibility on them, because I'll be honest with you, my baby sister did so much for my mom and dad, I would have been petrified doing all of that on my own. you're taking all of that worry off of someone's shoulder.
That's
and they
right.
know professionals handling all that. And if you talk to anybody, and I've talked to many people in the medical profession, one of the biggest problems in our society, mixing medications, overdosing on a medication, no fault of their own, but just not doing it correctly. As you said, on time, finishing it. That's what it's all about, and that's what you do for people every day.
Right on. Right on, man. I appreciate the kind words.
Absolutely. So, Carnegie, though, of all the places other than downtown Pittsburgh, it really is the place to be. I mean, Riley's Poorhouse, I had a chance to meet Joe not too long ago. What an incredible place, rich history. And I actually got to sit in the old bar now that they've kind of added on. They have live entertainment, lots of stuff going to be happening there, all sorts of great food. So wherever you may be on this St. Patrick's Day, I hope you get out and really celebrate and have a good time.
Wonderful. So again, and you guys are neighbors to MediConnect, right? Because we're just right across the
That's
way there.
Right.
So
listen,
it's close
we're big
by.
Fans of our partnership.
Absolutely.
MediConnect, like, we have a common interest. Our patients are the same patients. I mean, we can...
Yep.
There's no reason we can't tag team these people, get them better, get them on the right insurance, and get them on the right meds.
You know, what I love about what you guys do and what speaks to my soul is because when I started in this industry, I started in the dual special needs market. And you have mentioned it, but these people, you know, maybe are struggling for transportation, struggling for resources, struggling to get out the house. And something like this coming to somebody, a solution, somebody checking in on them, just again can make somebody able to stay longer in their own home. And I think that's what a lot of folks want. Family members, caregivers want the same as well. So, you know, kudos to you. Thank you so much for coming in today. And, you know, I have a couple people in mind to refer over to you as well today.
I can't wait. So. I'll be at my phone Monday morning.
Wonderful.
Sean, maybe with a hangover, but I'll be there.
Good work. Thank you so much. Okay, now, if you will, run those seminars one more time, then we'll say goodbye.
All right. So, again, MediConnect Medicare 101 seminars coming to a location near you. So, March 19th and 21st, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Moon Public Library on Beaver Grade Road. March 26th, two time slots, 4:30 and 6 p.m., at the Baldwin Health Center on Skyline Drive. April 2nd and 4th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington on Racetrack Road in Washington, PA. And then one more day with two time slots again, April 9th, 4:30 and 6 p.m. at the AHN Hempfield in Greensburg, close to me.
Absolutely.
So come on out and visit. If you want to register for a seminar, again, give us a call, 888-818-6334, or check out our website and scroll to the seminar tab. That will be MediConnectInsurance.com.
And remember, there is never a fee for their services. So if you want to set up that appointment, it's free. Review what you're dealing with. We're in that enrollment period that's going to end March 31st, so just a couple of weeks away from that closing down. But don't miss the opportunity. We've got those live advisors standing by until noon today, and that number is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You can also get a spot reserved at those free seminars by calling that number or going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab. It's the Home and Garden Show. T-minus 3 minutes away, 10 o'clock. The doors open, and then we help you with all of the things in your house on the True Value Home Improvement Show coming up today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.